With us today is the actor Mikey Standish. Mikey, with your career on the up, do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio?
I don't really try to be anyone else. I know that's what is said about me, and it upsets me because I'm just trying to experience as many different types and styles of acting as I can. So it's not fair. I've managed to play a wide range of roles. The cinema industry usually wants to see you doing the same thing all the time, but I prefer to stretch myself.
In your latest film, The Waterfall, you play Simon, a young man very much like yourself.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be easy because it's closer to me. I'd been in full-time education for 20 years, like Simon has. Simon's middle class, I'm middle class, etc., etc. So I understood where the guy was coming from. But actually, that made it kind of frightening because if you're not careful, there's no character to hide behind, if you know what I mean. But doing it has certainly made me into a better actor.
Are there any character types that you would prefer not to play?
Yeah. I once played this man who was a real waste of time. We've seen that so often. The unworthy, totally uninteresting person who then turns out to have the answer to everything. I want no part in that. I don't mind continuing to play the romantic lead, but the character must develop in a way that's believable.
How old were you when you decided that acting was something that you wanted to do?
I applied for drama college before I decided that acting was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I was offered a film when I was 16, and I did it. I got that part just out of the blue with a French director, and then I didn't act for 2 years. I worked in a bakery and tried to get on at school, but I wasn't doing too well. So it was either leave school and stay in the bakery, which was out of the question really, or try drama school because I'd done this one film and I might get in.
And what would you tell the kids who are interested or thinking about acting as a career?
I think drama school is the best thing. It's the environment where you realise whether you want to do it or not. You're competitive all the time in the real world, and this competitive element can make you carry on, though the job might be something you're not suited to, or something that you maybe don't even like. But the competition can keep you going, and that's not good. It's not healthy.
How do you cope with being a celebrity?
I'm lucky. I've been doing this work for 7 years now, so it's not like happened overnight. Over the last few years, I've been getting recognised on the street more and more often as the press coverage has increased, but I can handle it okay. Had it been like, bang, suddenly you're a star and your life's not your own anymore, who knows, I might not have coped so well.
So, what's your next movie?
I'll do something I have always wanted to do, which is a sci-fi movie. It's not starting till next year. And I've had some calls from a director asking if I could fit in another movie in the meantime. It was a very tempting offer, which would have involved me in actually producing the script as well. But the truth is that I've done 5 films without much of a break, so I'm definitely in need of a bit of time off. As from tomorrow, actually.
Right. Mikey Standish, thank you, and I hope you enjoy your break.
Now you will hear part 4 again.
With us today is the actor Mikey Standish. Mikey, with your career on the up, do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio?
I don't really try to be anyone else. I know that's what is said about me, and it upsets me because I'm just trying to experience as many different types and styles of acting as I can. So it's not fair. I've managed to play a wide range of roles. The cinema industry usually wants to see you doing the same thing all the time, but I prefer to stretch myself.
In your latest film, The Waterfall, you play Simon, a young man very much like yourself.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be easy because it's closer to me. I'd been in full-time education for 20 years, like Simon has. Simon's middle class, I'm middle class, etc., etc. So I understood where the guy was coming from. But actually, that made it kind of frightening because if you're not careful, there's no character to hide behind, if you know what I mean. But doing it has certainly made me into a better actor.
Are there any character types that you would prefer not to play?
Yeah. I once played this man who was a real waste of time. We've seen that so often. The unworthy, totally uninteresting person who then turns out to have the answer to everything. I want no part in that. I don't mind continuing to play the romantic lead, but the character must develop in a way that's believable.
How old were you when you decided that acting was something that you wanted to do?
I applied for drama college before I decided that acting was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I was offered a film when I was 16, and I did it. I got that part just out of the blue with a French director, and then I didn't act for 2 years. I worked in a bakery and tried to get on at school, but I wasn't doing too well. So it was either leave school and stay in the bakery, which was out of the question really, or try drama school because I'd done this one film and I might get in.
And what would you tell the kids who are interested or thinking about acting as a career?
I think drama school is the best thing. It's the environment where you realise whether you want to do it or not. You're competitive all the time in the real world, and this competitive element can make you carry on, though the job might be something you're not suited to, or something that you maybe don't even like. But the competition can keep you going, and that's not good. It's not healthy.
How do you cope with being a celebrity?
I'm lucky. I've been doing this work for 7 years now, so it's not like happened overnight. Over the last few years, I've been getting recognised on the street more and more often as the press coverage has increased, but I can handle it okay. Had it been like, bang, suddenly you're a star and your life's not your own anymore, who knows, I might not have coped so well.
So, what's your next movie?
I'll do something I have always wanted to do, which is a sci-fi movie. It's not starting till next year. And I've had some calls from a director asking if I could fit in another movie in the meantime. It was a very tempting offer, which would have involved me in actually producing the script as well. But the truth is that I've done 5 films without much of a break, so I'm definitely in need of a bit of time off. As from tomorrow, actually.
Right. Mikey Standish, thank you, and I hope you enjoy your break.
That is the end of part 4. That is the end of the test.